Welcome to the program. I'm Marilyn Russell. Typically, we don't have dudes on Woman of the Week, but we love them. We were able to get Robert Irvine to give us a call. We'll get to Robert in just a second. But the official Woman of the Week is a young lady who runs My City Gives, a college-focused marketing and events agency. She sort of connects the dots with various nonprofits, and they're holding a big event that we want you to know about. We've been giving away tickets, actually, on the Ben FM Morning Show, Beats and Eats. Katie Effort is here, and she'll share all the details with us. But first, let's catch up with this guy. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We've met briefly in the hallway here because I used to work with Preston and Steve, your mates down the hall.
Oh, I was just talking to them guys.
I know. I work so close to them that I could hear you.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I heard you actually talking about, you have a brand new show starting on the CW.
Yeah, very exciting.
Congratulations. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, and then we'll talk about the event coming up at the Fillmore?
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah, because I'm curious, and the Ben FM audience would love to know what the Robert Irvine is all about on the CW now with your new show.
Yes, by all means. Here's the thing, you know, if you take Restaurant Impossible being so successful about saving people's restaurants, but also helping them with their relationship problems between the staff, their families, etc., we have done that on CW 5 days a week, starting next Monday at 3 p.m. We are taking on conflict of weight, conflict of families, husbands, wives, children, neighbors, aunts, uncles, addiction, alcoholism, you name it, I'm attacking it in the same way that we did on Restaurant Impossible, minus the restaurant.
You know, I'm having a relationship with food. It's sort of filling a lot of void in my life. So, you know, when you get ready to, when you come back into the building, we'll have a little one-on-one session maybe, Robert. You can fix me.
I love it.
Food is definitely my comfort, but the problem is I'm like 20 pounds heavier because of it. Ooh.
Well, there's nothing wrong. 20 pounds you can lose in 8 weeks. It's all good.
Oh, so he says. I'm gonna go with that, Robert. That sounds a little ambitious for a girl who likes pork roll and cheese, but hey.
There's nothing wrong with pork roll and cheese.
Well, I'm a Philly girl.
You've got Mr. Cheese every now and again.
Well, you know how we're surrounded by cheesesteaks in this town, too.
What is your favorite cheesesteak is my question. Now I'm putting you on the spot now.
No, it's okay. I have two. I love Tony Luke's.
All right, so you're in already. I love Tony Luke's.
But there's a little one in Roxborough called D'Alessandro's. Have you ever had D'Alessandro's?
D'Alessandro's? No, I haven't.
Oh, we got to change that. Let me know next time you're coming to town. I'll have one ready for you.
I look forward to that.
Robert, joining us in studio is the executive producer for My City Gives, Katie Everett, and for Beats and Eats. So I thought we should bring her into studio and be a part of this conversation.
Very cool. How are you?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good.
And what we want is for everybody to be involved, because this is the inaugural Beats and Eats food and music event, and it's happening Monday, September 19th at just what is Philly's best new venue. It's called the Fillmore, right in Fishtown. And you, Robert Irvine, apparently are leading this charge.
Well, you know, it's exciting. It's something very cool. Obviously, Comcast is involved, Cisco, Benjamin's Desk. It's something very unique, because normally we don't think of, at a food and wine festival, food and music. And this is so unique because we got some great chefs, some great music. You think of Mark Vetri, Buddy Valesso, you know, Brian Duffy from Bar Rescue, amongst a whole cast of characters, I might add, and some great music. So music and food are alike in that the unfinished score doesn't allow the music to be listened to in such a romantic way. And an unfinished recipe, we do the same thing with food. So they go hand in hand together.
Katie Everett, I'm sure, from My City Gives will be there as well.
We will.
Who should speak to the music component of this event?
Oh, I'm happy to do that.
Okay, go for it, girlfriend.
We are so excited. So in addition to this incredible roster of chefs participating in the event, we have Bosley, who is a 9-piece band, crazy high energy. They sort of do this, you know, original variation on like a vintage hip hop and funk and soul. So that'll be really exciting. If you can imagine, 9-piece band, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And then we have D Sharp, who I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but absolutely one of my favorites, globally acclaimed, you know, hip hop violinist and DJ and vocalist. And so he's flying all the way out from LA to do a set during the main event and then host and DJ our after party as well.
Is he a Philly guy?
He is not. No, he was kind of based in New York, but does a lot of events in Philly and then, you know, around the globe as well. So
amazing.
We were able to lock him down. This event actually benefits both PhilAbundance from, you know, it's a food and music event. So from the food side, it benefits PhilAbundance. And then with the music, it's benefiting Philadelphia Music Alliance.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're really excited.
How did this all come together, you guys? Both of you?
Well, it's really exciting because, you know, one of the things that, you know, Philly does arts and culture incredibly well. It's known for its music and then obviously known for its food. So we wanted to kind of pull the best elements of what Philly does really well and kind of smash it together. So we started with sort of reaching out to Robert and asking if he would be a part of this. And thank God he said, yeah.
That was the easy part. Anywhere in Philly, you know, obviously we have great ties to Philly. My office is in Philly. Mm-hmm. We filmed for years in and around Philadelphia. So it's a natural progression of, you know, how do we do something good, which is, you know, my mantra on everything we do. How do we do something good for other people that includes fun and food? And obviously music is fun and food is fun. So
that's why this spoke
music,
to you.
Great food and a lot of fun.
And when it's a clarion call for PhilAbundance, so happy to support. I worked with Preston and Steve when the Camp Out for Hunger was started. In fact, I wrote the very first press release.
Oh my goodness.
We did.
And what a great event.
How's that grown, Robert? Did they tell you the first couple of years we sat there with wooden sticks in the trash cans and lit them on fire to stay warm?
Yeah, they've got a little bit better from then. But what a great event. And I want to thank you for what you did for that event to grow it. And it does such a great thing for Philadelphia and PhilAbundance. So.
When I worked with them, it was always my favorite week of the year. And it still is. I still go every year. But this one sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It is the inaugural Beats and Eats, folks, a food and music event to benefit PhilAbundance. Please save the date. Mark your calendar for the 19th of September. Katie Everett, I want to catch up with Katie, Robert, and I know you're very, very busy, but good luck with the new show on CW. We'll be looking out for that for sure.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. See you soon, guys.
When you're in the building visiting Preston and Steve, stop down and say hello to Marilyn at Ben FM, sir.
You know I will.
All right.
I'm on that cheesesteak.
Yep, I got it for you. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's catch up with my girl, Katie Everett. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. It's been way too long.
But look how you've grown, and now you've got this whole thing going on. My City Gives. Mm-hmm. You've got some splaining to do. Tell me everything.
Oh, my goodness. I am such a huge fan of growth. You know that. And so I think when we initially sat down and talked, you know, it was sort of this baby concept that was, you know, just kind of coming into fruition. And, you know, I sort of knew, you know, what I wanted to do as far as, you know, helping nonprofits tell their stories. And so it has just sort of exploded in an awesome way, you know, in a way where we're actually partnering with some really incredible organizations and just kind of taking their story and awareness of the impact that they're making in the community to an entirely new level. Excited. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks, I feel girl. Like I met you when this thing was a baby and now the baby's going off to the first day of school already.
It's got its backpack on. Well, I can't thank you enough truly for, you know, giving even the opportunity to kind of, you know, in that early stage and kind of talk about, you know, what we were planning on doing. That was meant so much.
Well, now you're getting it done. What is Benjamin's Desk? I don't know that organization. Tell me.
Benjamin's Desk is a co-working space in Philadelphia that is really sort of committed to entrepreneurship and innovation in the city. So I actually work with them in really kind of guiding and directing their social impact involvement in the city. So from an advising perspective, my whole role is to kind of, you know, all these new companies that are coming in and, you know, want to do something amazing in the business world, you know, also making sure that, you know, we're making them aware of and helping them sort of increase the impact that they're making in the community at the same time. So, you know, it's great to, you know, grow an incredible business that's doing amazing things. But from that perspective of, you know, how are you also improving the community that you're in and serving that community?
That's great. And, you know, I have to say, Katie, you brought back some fabulous memories for me. I used to do an enormous amount of work with the Philadelphia Music Alliance when they first started.
PMA is such an incredible organization.
It always has
it
been.
It always is amazing. I think what I love the most about that organization is it's kind of two-pronged. So they're really, you know, committed to preserving the history, you know, Philadelphia's music history, and, you know, making sure that people are aware of all of the accomplishments of these incredible artists so many years ago. But at the same time,
but also what's happening now.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And they're so committed to investing in emerging talent and artists, because that's the only way that you keep that legacy going. And right. So I love that they sort of have that dual approach.
Katie Everett is my guest. We're talking about an event coming up with Robert Irvine hosting inaugural Beats and Eats, a food and music event at the fabulous Fillmore in Fishtown. There's a lot going on with this event. It will benefit Philabundance. Beatsandeatsphl.com to get details. You have 6ABC on board as a sponsor. That's cool.
Yeah, they're actually our media partner.
If you can support this event in one way or another, buy a ticket even if you can't go. But it's even more fun if you're there September 19th, which is Monday, September 19th, at the Fillmore. Again, the website is beatsandeatsphl.com. Did we cover everything, young lady?
I think so, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh,
have a great event.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you.